You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Diego Padres. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com, here to talk about the stretch run in a way that the Padres probably didn't want. I'm going to talk about that with, of course, Corey Brock, who is valiantly covering the San Diego Padres, as he has been all season long. And Corey, of course, we have talked about this many, many times, but this is not what the Padres had in mind when they had the rock star offseason. But they are where they are, which is mathematically eliminated. So let's talk first. I just want to look ahead to next season. I was going through just the payroll situation this year and what they have on the books for next year. I didn't realize that their payroll was $108 million this year, so that was pretty interesting. So they have four guys on the hook for big money: Matt Kemp, Melvin Upton, James Shields, and Craig Kimbrell. And that adds up to about $70 million. Then they've got eight arbitration-eligible players, four first-time eligible, arbitration-eligible. So just kind of, you know, obviously I know that you haven't had long discussions with the front office on this yet, but do they need to get rid of salary? Are they going to be able to have some payroll flexibility? Like, what do you think they're going to do going into next year?
Yeah, and you know, first in your open there, when you mentioned they were not mathematically, they are eliminated from the postseason. I feel like we should insert that the Price is Right sad trumpet, you know, where they where you go over there, you know, just like sorry, you've earned this. But we should incorporate that for next year, Allison. I think some sound effects would be like it's kind of your next step. What do you think of that?
No, that'd be awesome. So what is it? Is it that one?
Yeah. It's just kind of sad. I think it's called Sad Trumpet. I think maybe Danny could dig it up somewhere. But it's just kind of fun, and just I think it kind of typifies what the season's been like. But yeah, you're right. Now they've been in kind of look ahead mode here for a little while, and you need not look any further than these big contracts that they have at their sticker prices going up. Now, we have to remember Matt Kemp this year. The Dodgers floated quite a bit of that contract in terms of that deal. The Padres is completely now on the hook for that. And Matt Kemp, you know, we'll take a look at his numbers when the season's all said and done, and it'll look like a pretty good year. But the price tag's pretty high on those guys that you mentioned. No, I don't get the sense from ownership at all that slashing payroll is something they feel like they have to do. In fact, they just went up this past year and continued to add right up until right before opening day, you know, when they made the deal to get Craig Kimbrell and certainly took on Melvin Upton as part of that deal. So I don't get the sense that this is going to be a cost-cutting offseason for the Padres. I don't think that's sort of their mode of how they're going to operate from now on. Now, I don't know how much further north that figure is going to go, Allison, but you know, this is pretty high. This is the highest highest total in franchise history here. So, yeah, you're right. They're going to have to be smart about how they cut up the rest of that pie moving forward.
Yeah, I mean, one of the main pickles that they're in. First of all, AJ Preller, who I'm sure, given everything that he did to put this team together. And, of course, he had ownership approval on everything. But still, I mean, he's on the line here. I mean, this is his responsibility. And it didn't work out. So I'm sure that he is not looking to, you know, quote-unquote, start over again. But a lot of the problem has to be that they sort of, you know, lopped off a lot of their top talent in their farm system to put this team together that didn't work out. And now they don't have as many components to work with trying to put together next year's team.
Yeah, as far as movable chips, you're absolutely right. Now, any kind of anything that looks anything akin to a big deal moving forward would mean moving the last few remaining high commodity prospects you have. And then again, you know, we could still argue that prospects are prospects, but they certainly didn't gut their system, Allison, but they took away some very, very big pieces in order to make this happen. They can't replicate last season's offseason this year just simply because they don't have the pieces to move anymore. So you're going to have to get a little more creative. And spending big in free agency, I don't think it's the way to do it. I think they're going to have to kind of really beat the bushes and look for some bargains and maybe look for some bounce back guys. I think that's where the Padres have sort of always operated, even before AJ Preller, is maybe taking a chance, on a bounce back candidate or maybe a guy that might flourish in their ballpark, say a starting pitcher, given the ballpark size and dimensions and all that. But, this is where, the advanced analytics and you really lean on your advanced scouts is looking at these guys and trying to find these sort of hidden gems in these other systems.
So I wanted to ask you about a couple guys that are already in the mix. They're guys that the Padres would like to be able to lean on. But I'm a little unclear, like Corey Spangenberg and Jed Jerko, like what are their futures? Where, ideally, like if everything worked out, how would they factor in to the team moving forward?
Yeah, and it's been interesting to watch Jed Jerko, and I wrote about him last week and sort of got some scouts' take on what they've seen. And I'm still not sure exactly what the Padres think about him as shortstop. Long-term, I think he's opened some eyes and he's surprised them with his ability to handle the position on sort of a small sample size. Can he do that over the course of an entire season? Maybe one of the most, outside of catcher, one of the most demanding positions and one that requires, a great deal of range, arm strength, footwork, intangibles. He has some of that. I just don't know if this is going to fly full time. I seem to think that they may be comfortable doing it, Allison, because the offensive component that he gives you. And, I'm certainly not going to use Johnny Peralta as a comp at all. But he's not a Gold Glove shortstop. But, you look at his offensive numbers, and I think in some cases teams could be willing to kind of overlook some deficiencies a little bit, as long as you're not left too exposed. But I looked at Jerko's numbers the other day, and among National League shortstops, his home runs, his RBIs were the top five, and this is a guy that spent 3 weeks in AAA. So it may be something that flies. As far as Spangenberg, I think they would like to see him win that second base job. They like his speed component. They like the way he kind of slashes, the way he runs, the way he handles the bat, and maybe he kind of looks at it as not the perfect Petco Park player, but a guy that can really have some success there hitting the ball in the gap and running a lot. I think ideally moving forward, that's what they're going to do. And then one of the other big questions is, what do you do with Will Myers? Is he going to be your left fielder? Is he going to be your first baseman? Do they run him back out to center field again? So, yeah, they have some interesting options heading into the winter. They just need to make a stand and figure out where they're going to make their improvements.
So let's end this on a really great story that you wrote recently. You said that you have a soft spot for Tommy John's success stories. So I'm going to open the floor to you and tell us about Casey Kelly and how cool this potentially how cool this story could end up for him.
Yeah, Casey Kelly, a really nice kid, and I got to know him when the Padres first traded for him, and this is three GMs ago, Allison. This is the winter of 2010, the big mega deal with the Red Sox, where the Padres sent Adrian Gonzalez to Boston, got Anthony Rizzo, who, of course, they moved for Andrew Kasher. You got Casey Kelly, who was a very highly regarded pitcher. He was a converted shortstop in the Red Sox organization. He was kind of the marquee player in that deal, along with Rizzo, and reached the big leagues, made his starting debut, and won that in September 2012, and then had Tommy John surgery, and kind of been on the back burner ever since. When you're not on the active roster, sometimes it's out of sight, out of mind, and he's been able to get back to the big leagues. He appeared in a game in Colorado the other day, and he's going to get a start Friday at Petco Park. But kind of a fun story. This is a guy that's he'll be 26 here in a couple weeks, but his arm's relatively fresh in terms of number of innings, and I don't know what we'll see or what he's going to eventually be, but like I said, I always have a soft spot for the Tommy John guys that get back, just because, I kind of have a little inkling of what it takes for these guys, or at least some idea of what it takes for them to go through that and to get back. And this is a guy that didn't pitch at all in 2013, pitched about 20 innings in 2014, spent all year in AA, repeated that level just so he could stay healthy, and now he's back in the big leagues. I think these are the fun stories, and these are the ones we should be celebrating.
Absolutely. It's always good to pull for good guys, too. So, Corey, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet. Thanks, Allison.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.